Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be thrown up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be thrown up. But there's only so much time left in this crazy world.
Boom, boom. Hey, what's happening, man? Herbox back at you. KB, hitting you with another episode 44. Yeah. 44. Football season. Y'all should know the great 44. Played for the Minnesota Vikings. Went to 4 Super Bowls in the 70s. Yeah. Then you got another 44 that played basketball, was famous. Played with the San Antonio Spurs. He had a famous layup known today. And let me see. Those two. See if y'all people know those.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Got my boy L here. L, do you know who those are?
Basketball dude?
Yeah, yeah, just 44. You got 44. You got played football in the 70s. You know, you're not going to know that one, so we're going to skip. You ain't going to know the other one because that was an ABA team until it turned into the NBA and the ABA joined together. But, San Antonio Spurs was part of the ABA, so I'm going a little sport history. But, so this is Herbox, man, HERBBOXX.com. And we just here to talk to you about different things, the cannabis lifestyle and culture, you know, how to maintain yourself in the right fashion, all right?
All right. Yes, sir.
Be about the culture, not just smoking. But we cover that too, smoking, growing. Speaking of growing, I had a good friend, and we couldn't understand his plants was doing bad. He was telling me, hey, man, I don't know what's going on. It's very important. We're going to talk about compost tea and doing preventive maintenance. You notice how I said the key word to prevent, preventative. Alright, don't wait until it get bad and then you want to do something about it. You can prevent it, you know? And as a matter of fact, this is how you ought to live your life like that. Don't wait until the trouble come, you know?
Be proactive.
Exactly, you know? Get your exercise. Eat right. Speaking of which, when we're going to break, I got a little bit of some little vegetables, chicken I threw together. You know, I'm gonna slowly try to take away. Cause L was just talking about, you was just saying how you getting away from the beef, right?
I have been all year long.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
no, yeah, yeah. That's what's happening. Okay, it's from January.
From January 1st.
Okay. Well, I have been cutting back on the beef myself for a while. It's been about a year or so. You know, I slip up here and there. You know. You know, I'm trying to focus more. I'm not so much worried about the beef. I got that under control. Now it's the chicken and incorporate a little bit more vegetables and try different things. Like, I'm just looking on different sites talking about, you know, vegan for beginners. Cause I make smoothies and I like to have, you know, my Greek yogurt and probiotic yogurt. Like, yogurt is dairy now. I was like, I doubt. Well, God, doubt.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah. So.
I hear you.
Yeah. So you guys can take a time. But at any rate, preventative measures you want to take when dealing with, you know, your plants when you're growing. Also, preventative situations when you're getting ready to go. You know, make sure you got all your, you know, if you got an herb box, you can have your nice pipe, lighters, papers, everything there that you're gonna need, a grinder,
okay,
roller, whatever the case may be. Just got yourself prepared and, you know, put it up in your car where it's whatever. Just prevent from having to say, damn, man, I forgot this, I forgot that. If you're going over somebody's house, don't take your best lighter.
Stolen.
Not that, but sometimes we forget, you know. Yeah. That don't mean, you know, just forget. Slides in the car, you know, the pocket of a couch or whatever.
See, man, I think I left my best lighter.
Yeah, so, you know, to prevent all that, just next time you're at the gas station, you right there when you're paying gas, just grab you about three or four of them. Just wanted to leave them kind of around for people like company come, you know, don't pull out you.
I mean, how else are you going to get to 25 when you're dressing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
That was good. That was good. But then, nevertheless, that's just a little bit. So, we're going to go over a little preventative measures, you know, we use for the pest. Break that down, and whatnot. And that's it, man. So, hey, we're going to take a little music break. I'm going to fix me a little plate or something, you know, and kick back. Today, we just ate on edible. Hey, you feel it kicked in, yeah?
Huh?
Hey, you feel it kicked in?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here with you.
Nah, so it ain't kicked in?
It has kicked in.
Oh, it has?
And I am still here with you.
Right, okay. Okay, yeah. So we did edible this time for the show. Just, you know, instead of smoking, so you switch it up. Something different. Chocolate peanut butter. Chocolate, like coconut type of. I guess that keep the fat in. I don't know how they do it, but that's my thing. What's next? I want to do that. Doing different edibles and making them and whatnot. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and slide off so we can have this quick little break, smoke break, you know, grab you some snack on real quick while you're smoking, you know. So, anyway, so we'll be back with more news and some grow tips, all right? Peace.
Peace.
Oh, hey, we back?
Yes.
All right. Yo, you don't have to edit too much. Hey, man, we back. So, news. I'm gonna get right into it instead of we're gonna do it halfway backwards, halfway different. You know, because it's very, very important, man, for your plants. Well, need more. And if you want to foliar feed it, meaning you want to spray it on there, you can. It's a small solution to do about a quart of water. That's 4 cups of water. And about, I'll say, two teaspoons of neem oil. And about a half a teaspoon of some little dishwashing liquid. Just a little bit. You know, shake it up, get it nice. Run the hot water over it. Kind of make the water is kind of warm. Not hot, but a little warm. So that need more. Kind of shake it up and spray it, man, under the leaves. Boom, boom, boom. Now, you can also just do that. Just take out the soap and just pour that and, feed it to your plants with some neem oil meal. Put that in there and just roll it with do about 2 weeks, just so it can get in good. So it don't. They gonna eat the shit and that oil gonna fuck up the bugs basically. So just keep the shit in there, And that and silica. That keeps the plant strong. Preventive shit, man, you got to do it. Compost tea is important. Now
compost tea.
Yeah, man, just get some. I mean, you're gonna see all kind of people how to do it. If you you can get an air pump, you can do it. I do it. Like my blooming time, it's ready to bloom, I get some bat guano, which is bat poop. Some worm castings, a little bit of molasses, put in some water, and I might put a little bit of seaweed or fish in there too. And that's boom, let it sit for about a day or two. Every now and then, shake it up, or you can put an air stone in there. Either one. Who's that?
Gomez.
And that's it. Hey, let me call you back. Alright. So a different type of thing. Alright, also, what's another one? Oh man, it's one particular thing you can put on your stuff. It's called let me spell it. PYRETHRUM.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn thing done kicked in.
Caught him slipping. Finally. Nah,
this is it. Yeah, you got me on it. I'm tripping. Like, I can't put my stuff together. But I'm still, my skirt ain't up, so don't trip. Anyway, that means I ain't tripping. On this whole thing about preventive, it's really how much time you want to put in, man. Listen, you be like, hey, look, I can just wash them every day. That's the number one thing. Just in there every day, on them, just watching them, looking at them, trying to see what's up. Do that, just get some neem oil, about a quart, 4 cups of warm water with a little bit of soap, shake it up until you can see the bubbles. And then, like I gave the other one, pyrethrum. Is it a pot? Pyrethrum. Yeah. I'm tripping, man. PYRETHRUM. Just look that up, man. That's good. And it's all organic, too, man. It's all organic. You can put in. And if you want to, put a little bit of cinnamon, around your pot or something, keep the bugs around that, that'll help alleviate a little bit of them. So, or better yet, even also, if you want to grow something real sweet, like some sweet peas, right on the side of them, let the bugs go over there. Just have them go over to something else.
Okay.
Easy as that. So, you know, thing is everything. You can even have other predator bugs. You know, ladybugs is good. Now, you know, of course, if you're growing inside your house, you'll be like, man, I don't want a whole bunch of ladybugs and shit. But, you know, they ain't cause no problems. You know what I'm saying? They're going to seed up other shit. So, they ain't really causing no problem. You got them in the tent, let them. You know you got some bugs, but instead of doing all that, that's indoors. Clean stuff. You're outdoors, man. Shit, let them go. You know, get you some ladybugs. So, these are just different things, man. All about preventing. You know what I'm saying? You can prevent a whole bunch of bullshit problems. You know? For instance, now we're going to talk to some of you other dudes. It's just like, really, man, nowadays, if I know I'm going to go somewhere, Uber and Lyft is going to help y'all, man. I know you want to ride in your whip, but you know you're going to be smoking. We read something last episode, remember? About that smoking and driving?
Yeah, man.
Had more fatalities and more accidents because of, listen, you know you finna go somewhere and smoke like football season, you finna go with your homeboys and shit. Man, just catch a Lyft over there because you know you're going to be smoking. So ain't no use of getting jammed up, pulled over, you know what I'm saying? And smell weed because that's a whole bunch of problems or something else. Or if you know it, you know your limit, prevent everything like, yo, man, I'm cool, I'm chill, you know what I'm saying? But you know your limit or whatever the case may be, you know? So just prevent from all that other stuff, that sucker shit. Digging. And so that's just it, man. Taking real, you know, one step at a time. That's all you gotta do. You know, you're running and it ain't no sprint. Life is one big road with a lot of signs. So pay attention to them. Can't do that if you're going too fast. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's that, man. So I guess we'll hit y'all with a little bit more music, let y'all soothe into it, let that sit on your brain a little bit. If you got some ideas, you know, if you got some preventative measures that you want to hit us with, by all means, man, email us at herbox@gmail.com. That's herbboxx@gmail.com. And you got some comments. You won't even get on the show. You got something to say. You know what I mean? We can provide you that. Meek Minds right here, City Studio, the finest, man. That's what we're hitting you off with good microphones and cords and. He got the best microphone stands in the biz.
Right on.
You know.
MeekMind.com.
Right. That's it. MeekMind.com. So, we're going to hit y'all back. We'll come back with some cannabis news, man, and then we'll slide on up off of here. All right. We'll be back.
Bambi, Bambi. My dear, my dear, my dear, I want you here. Don't get too near, for there's lions, beware. Oh, Bambi, I won't lie. If I weren't in this spider web of mine, if grandfather never had seven wives, then darling, you would be love of my life. The jungle, I must be a lion or be a cheetah, but neither is fine. Don't wanna hurt my dear love of my life. Bambi, Bambi,
ah, Bambi,
my dear, my dear, my dear,
ah, Bambi,
my dear, I want you here. Don't get too near, for there's lions. Alive, 'cause I'm afraid to look back in your eyes. I'm terrified you were love of my life. The woman among the tribe,
just lullaby. I'll drink alone in my hotel and cry, 'cause now they know you are love of my life. Bambi, Bambi,
ah, bum, Bambi,
my dear, my dear, my dear,
ah, bum, Bambi,
my dear, I want you here.
What?
All right, so here we go. We're gonna do the news. We're gonna do something different. We got shit. I forgot what your name was. Honey Pie. Shit, I forgot that name.
I forgot my name too.
Anyway, shit. This is I don't know. We'll just say anonymous right now. Go to Flipboard, man. Flipboard. All right. So these questions was for females. But I was like, man, two dudes, I'm not. Got to include women, you know? Shit, y'all smoke, right?
Yes, we do.
Do you know they have a cannabis lubricant?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Would you happen to be able to give us some review on that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right. Well, could you tell us exactly what is the name of it?
The name of it?
Mm-hmm.
The one I have is called Foria.
Okay. So now how do you use this? So explain it, you know?
Well, it's actually not a lubricant. It's a spray, like an oil.
Okay.
So it says, like, the thing, each spray is like 2.5
milligrams
of it. Hmm. So, like, 4 sprays is a dose.
Okay.
But then you can, you know, increase it or decrease it depending on, you know, as you use it. And
so you spray it on your legs, on your tongue,
No, you spray it on your vagina.
Okay. That's what's up. And what do you do? And what do you do?
It doesn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we tried it on a dude, and he said he didn't feel anything.
Okay. All right.
But he really liked how I felt. What it did for me.
Oh, so it made you, you know, do something.
Oh, my gosh. It's like liquid gold.
Okay. <That's...
laughs> It's amazing. It's amazing.
Liquid gold. Oh, that's okay. So the review on it from the Kush Queen. She says she said it is liquid gold. Four pumps is used in
and I actually only use like 2 squirts, so two sprays.
Okay, so. No, with caution. Now, is it more of a indica, sativa? Did they let you, you know, not really?
I don't know, because it's different. It doesn't, it doesn't make you high.
Okay.
It's like it concentrates everything in one area and, like, nothing else exists.
Okay. I don't know about nothing else existing. I don't know about that feeling. That's crazy. But that's a good review to see. I didn't know. Had a feeling that you would know. And that's why we had, you know, this little stoner on the mic to tell us what she like. All right? You know? So we're going to hip off with these questions. My man, L. Matter of fact, L, say what's up to this little stoner right here.
What's up, fellow stiletto stoner?
Yeah, you remember L, right?
No.
I do.
Yeah. Remember we, you know, yeah, anyway. All right, so what's the first question now?
First question is, do I need to be high to experience the benefits of cannabis?
Now, that's what a woman is asking. These are the top five questions that women are asking, and it was, do you think you need to smoke to be high on cannabis? And your answer is?
What do you mean? I'm not ashamed of the question.
Well, these are the top five questions, and the number one question was, women wanted to know, I want to be high, but do I need to smoke to be high on cannabis?
No, you don't have to smoke.
Okay, you just showed us that.
Like, there's alternate methods of getting high?
Yeah,
that's what she was asking. These are just top five the girls asked.
She answered it right, like the product she just explained.
Yeah, exactly. So, she, you know, that's probably kinda just, that was like redundant. All right, what's number two question?
We're sorry. Okay, numero dos.
Mm-hmm.
How could smoking ever be considered healthy?
How can smoking be considered healthy? These are five questions that women ask. What do you think?
There are healthier forms of smoking. I mean,
speak on it. Bite your pipe.
That's what
go
you
ahead.
Mean by healthy. Like, I mean, obviously, smoking out of a bong is healthier because you're not getting. I mean, it's a cleaner smoke. You can do concentrates where you're getting a little bit cleaner. There's different pipes that will give you a cleaner. Smoke.
Right. Because, you know, you don't want to have all that. As a woman, I ask you, when you're smoking with a guy who wants to do a blunt, you know, you don't really like kiss him after all that, do you? It's just cigar. You like all that?
Depends on my guy.
Okay. All right. I never really like the taste of the cigar. If I want a cigar, I want a real cigar. I want no flavor shit. I like a smooth, like you said, a smooth thing. Oh, anyway, what was the question that they, what was the answer they give, Ev?
I mean, smoking is not ever going to be considered healthy. Like she mentioned, there's
right, exactly. There's different ways and different things. I thought maybe the question was like, is it beneficial to your body or is it just smoking in general to smoke? So maybe I was misunderstood on the whole question.
It said no, though.
Oh.
It said, you're right. It said that it's not considered healthy to your body to smoke it.
Right. But you can consume it.
But there's other ways.
To consume, like she broke it down. Right. That's it. All right. So you on it. Listen, you on this lady, you on this. All right. Question number four.
If I'm not sick, why do I need cannabis?
Okay. If you're not sick, why would you need cannabis?
You don't need cannabis.
Right.
You want it or don't.
Oh, well, could it be a preventative? Nah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's see what surveys say, these women say.
It's just saying they don't see the use of partaking it while healthy in response. It's a state of mind.
So it's more of a state of mind that you're trying to conquer.
It can provide balance when you're feeling stressed.
It can provide balance when you're feeling stressed. And so it's a state of mind that you're putting yourself in to relax or whatever. So like you said, it's not something you need. It's just something you want. Okay. All right, last questions to let us start. Here we go. What's the last question?
I used to use cannabis when I was a teenager, but it's so different now. Where should I start if I want to try again?
Okay, where should a woman start? Pick it up.
Well, it depends. I was going to say I started with a vaporizer.
Okay.
For the same reasons. I didn't want to be smoking all the time. You know, I wanted a healthier alternative.
Right.
to smoking, but I mean, I didn't actually start there because I started when a friend taught me. So I, you know, I smoked a joint, I smoked a pipe. But yeah, when I eventually ventured out on my own, I did it. I bought a vaporizer because I wanted a cleaner smoke.
Cool. Did that. Okay.
Dig that.
Right. Okay. So, and what did they say? What did the survey say? These women, and how many women did they have do this? Huh?
How many women?
Yeah, what did they say on it?
Oh, about the...
Yeah,
just start with small types of bongs, pipes. See, start by asking yourself, why do I want to start in the first place? If you don't have any major medical issues but want to relieve stress or anxiety, I say start with a vaporizer or tincture. If you choose to try vaping the plant, use a strain like Blue Dream, a hybrid that promotes euphoria and bliss. Take one deep breath and wait 5 minutes to see how you feel before taking another breath. Notice the little changes in your mind and body relax completely before trying more.
So basically just breaking down the whole experience right there. Huh.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You would? Okay. Cool, that's what's happening. Shit. Yeah. All right, we just wanted to get your perspective on it real quick because it would have been funny, two guys trying to read about what women want. You know, see, what they need to do, Congress, they need to listen to us. They need to listen to this podcast. We listen to what women want. If they want to have pro-choice or not, whatever. You stay out of
it.
Right. You know, you ain't got nothing to say about it. I mean, you do got something to say, but you can't be bullying. Can't get checkups and shit. That don't make no sense. Anyway, that's, you know, my soapbox for the women. Shit. All right, then, girl, I'm going to let you go and let you do your thing, and you keep lubricating.
Wow. I will.
keep lubricating.
really?
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, I'm going to holler.
All right.